of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. It's the Wednesday morning show, and just like with any holiday week, I always get my days kind of mixed up because I still think it's Tuesday, and yesterday I thought it was Monday, and yesterday was Tuesday, and today is Wednesday, and here we go. It's like the baseball, you know, joke, who's on first? I'm doing a little bit of that this week, but boy, what a great week we're having. The, you know, we're going to have award-winning author Andy O'Connor back for her second appearance on the show in just a couple of moments. And I'm thrilled to have her talk about her new book called The Speaker and all of the twists and turns that are going on inside of that book. I was up late last night reading the book and am just enamored with her characters and all the things that are going on. And just when you think something can't happen, something does. We're going to find out about what's been going on in her world since her last appearance. But just, you know, like we do every day, I'm going to give you the recap of where we've been, where we're going, and just a couple of quick reminders. Yesterday's show, we had Michelle Murata. She is a former Playboy bunny, and she's just taking life by the horn. She's 61 years young and is a photographer, a pilot. She's a singer, songwriter, actor, and a registered nurse, all things, and so much more. And it's, you know, my head kind of just spun yesterday talking to her because she's got so many irons in the fire, but what a cool lady, and I can't wait to have her back. So if you're, you know, interested in some, maybe some Elvis stories or Beatles stories, she tells a good John Lennon story of when John Lennon was in her house with the Beatles. Go back and check out yesterday's show. It was fun, and it just flew by. Tomorrow on Rated LGBT Radio with my co-host Rob Watson, we're going to be talking about current events of the day, pop culture stuff, and anything else that comes up. If you want to be part of that, that show starts at 7 p.m. And the Friday morning dance party, we're doing more morning dance parties lately. The Friday morning dance party is going to be filled with two guests. We're doing back-to-backs again. We've got Eddie Mann, and he's got a new single out called You Make Me Feel. And then I did this yesterday, so I'm going to actually put my glasses on because I can't read my writing because, you know, my eyes are starting to be at a certain age. Donica Knight is our guest in hour two. She's got two singles that are out, Love Ain't a Prize and Acting Like a... I still can't read it. Even Acting Like a Lady? There can't be Acting Like a Lazy. So it must be a D that I wrote, and I just can't read my writing. So that's why I was having trouble yesterday. I wrote this horribly. But our Friday morning dance party is going to start at 8 o'clock, just like we're doing today. And that will be two full hours, commercial-free, and filled with just music that's super, super fun. Now, my next guest. You know, I could always read their bio, but number one, folks, I put their bio or, you know, whatever they put on Amazon or whatever they send me on the show page. So I don't need to insult you by writing it out and then reading it to you also, because you can read your readers. That's why, you know, it's one of the reasons you're listening to the show, so you can find out about new authors and new books. But I will kind of go back to the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon, and in this case, Billy Idol, that brought Andy and I together originally. I met Andy last year at the LA Times, I don't know if they call it a book fair, but it's this huge event where they have hundreds and hundreds of authors come and showcase their works. They have authors doing, you know, readings and Q&As and all kinds of fun things like that. And I actually went to go meet Billy Idol, and I got, which is really, but the highlight of the day was going to see Andy O'Connor. She was at a booth and I walked by, and there's just something about her and her books, you know, cause this is me, you know, visually, of course, what's going to sell a really exciting book, a great cover. And she had great covers for all of the books that she had there. And I said, I've got to stop and take a look. So Andy and I chatted, and she came on last year, and now she's been writing some more, and here we are. So, Andy, thanks for being so punctual and showing up here this morning on Rated G Radio. How have you been?
Thank you. It's great to be here. I've been great. Really busy keeping up with lots of writing, but it's been fun.
Yeah. So, you know, we talked about your writing process and all of that fun stuff before. So I'll always say when we have our authors on for the first time, I kind of go through the, you know, tell me how you like to write and do all of that. For that, I'm going to just say go back and listen to the archives, folks, because you can find it and you'll get a great story full of useful information if you're a writer from Andy. But when, you know, we've had you on before, going back over that just seems kind of silly. So we're not going to do that, listeners. And if you were waiting for that, you got to go back to the archives. But when you, Andy, for your new book called The Speaker, and I don't want to say neck deep into it. I'm probably about like waist deep into the book right now. And I'm trudging through it and going, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. No, don't do this. But as a fantasy writer, how do you keep the fantasy going from book to book to book? Where does your, you know, where does your inspiration come from to keep it fresh for you?
A lot of it, especially like for writing the second book, comes from just the characters that I've created from the first book. So they kind of carry me through, and, you know, kind of tell me what they would do or what they would say. But I get a lot of my inspiration as far as, you know, themes and situations from just everyday, you know, things that are happening every day in our society, in our world and whatnot. So, some of it's a little, you know, little personal things that happened to myself or, you know, people I know, but a lot of it's just, things that, you know, you read about or hear in the news. And then I'll adapt it to, you know, the world that I created. So it fits within the story, but it's relatable for the readers. So that makes it,
holy cow,
you know, fantasy, but you know, it's something that you can still learn from and relate to and be like, oh yeah, okay, I can understand where that's coming from or things like that. So,
well,
yeah.
And I think the part that I'm fascinated when you give me that answer, Andy, is the fact that I couldn't ever in my wildest dreams imagine taking a current event and then transforming it into an interesting story like you're writing here in The Speaker, because I'm just not creative like that. That's why you're the expert at what you do. So this is the second book in the series, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can you do me a huge favor? How do you pronounce the first name of, or the title of the first book? Because I have gone to phonetic school and I can't even make it out.
That's okay. So it's pronounced Silvethiol.
Oh my gosh. And see, that sounds really cool when you say it. And you don't want me to try. Yeah. Silvethiol. Okay. I love that. Okay. How did you come up with these names?
I have no idea, honestly. I just kind of sit down and play around till I get a combination of letters that sounds cool in my brain.
Okay.
But there's no formula or anything. It just comes to me.
It comes. It's probably just part of the gift of being a creative writer. So how do you go from Silvethiol to The Speaker? You know, completely, The Speaker sounds like a motivational book or, you know, like a murder mystery or something like that.
Right. So Silvethiol is the name of the lion who is on the front cover of the first book. And
yeah,
even though she's not a major, major character, you know, she's still very important to the story you know, things wouldn't work out, wouldn't happen if she wasn't there. So that's why book one was titled Silvethiol. But book two is titled The Speaker. That comes with the main character, and she is a speaker. And so it's one of the elf traits, and they can essentially, while they're asleep, go into, you know, the spirit world and talk to spirits or, you know, people who have died. And it's something only a certain elf race can do. And so she is able to do this, and it plays a big role in the story. And as far as how she gets information and how, you know, the story plays out. So that's how I came up with the title for that one.
And that makes total sense. So, okay. One of the things that I appreciated about your book, you know, because sometimes when you read, you know, books that are in a series and, you know, you get into the book and you're like, oh my God, they rewrote half of book one into book two. I've already read book one. Why did they waste my time doing that? I think, in reading what you've written here in The Speaker, you give enough flavor of what happens in book one that you're not beating us over the head with all of the details, but it's enough that, to get us into book two quickly and we can keep going. And, you know, if you wanted to go back and read the first book, Silvethiol? I'm going to say that like 10 times fast. Silvethiol. You can go back and read that one and go like, oh, this is kind of like the prequel or something like that. So I liked your approach for this because I could tell that you were referencing things that have happened before. But it wasn't you know, beating us over the head with it. So I appreciate that very much. Tell us what this book is about, and who some of the main characters are that we are either going to love or we're going to hate.
Okay, so this book essentially, it just obviously continues from Celibathiel, continues on, and so she the main character Irwin is basically in charge, I should say, of uniting the four elf races to come together to stand against an evil that is threatening their world. And, excuse me. And so this book continues on, and she's kind of coming into her own a little bit. So she was a princess, and she's, you know, the coddled stereotypical princess. And she was, you know, always told, well, you know, keep your thoughts to yourself, you know, don't speak out, don't do this, you know, be very prim and proper. And so as she has to go and unite the elf races, she's learning that she can't be that prim and proper princess anymore. And she has to, you know, be stronger and be more vocal and, you know, and take things into her own hands a lot. And so it's, you follow her along as she, you know, learns how to do that. And so sometimes it comes really easily to her, and then sometimes it doesn't, and she really has to force herself to do it. And then Lagon is the elf, excuse me, who is helping her and, you know, really gives her a lot of advice. And there's great, my favorite things in this series is with the lions and the elves. And the elves may have a connection and they can speak to each other, but Lagon and then his lion, Bragan, they have like a witty humor, so they'll banter back and forth. So even though it's, you know, very heavy themes, in, especially in book two, not so much in book one, but in The Speaker, there's, you know, a lot with suicide and depression, things like that. But they banter back and forth, and so it lightens it up a little bit and makes it still humorous, even though there's, you know, really difficult things to read about going on in the story. But then Elthod is part of the evil, and he's basically been, you know, controlled by a spirit, an evil star. So he does a lot of, you know, terrible things, which he talks about, excuse me, in book two, and he'll go through, you know, and relive them. And so the reader can really experience what he felt doing it. But he also didn't have a choice. So even though he, you know, you don't like him and he's this horrible person because he's, you know, he does lots of shitty things to people, you can sort of feel for him a little bit because, mm-hmm. You know that it wasn't, even though he committed the crimes or the terrors, it was really the spirit making him do it. So, and it's a torment within his mind as well, because he hates himself for doing it, but he didn't have an option. So that's the first half of the book. It starts out with him as being the kind of character you hate. But then as it goes through, it changes a little bit. And there's another character that's introduced who's actually behind Elthod being controlled by the spirits and everything. So it's like a bigger problem, so to speak. So,
well, and one of the things that I liked about your description of this character is that he really does struggle with the fact that he's being this really horrible person. But, you know, even when, and I hope I'm not giving anything away, but even when he kind of controls what's, you know, going on, he's still, you know, kind of a mean, terrible person. But he's mean, terrible to the mean and terrible people. And I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah. And, you know, he's the one who, murdered her father and everything in book one. And so she has this, or Irwin, I should say, Irwin has this, you know, hatred for him and dislike for him. But at the same time in book two, you learn again that it was the spirit controlling him that caused him to do that. So it's, you know, and she, she doesn't really quite, she learns that through as the book goes on. So she comes, you know, a little bit more aware of how it's not really the person, it's the spirit that's controlling
right.
them that's doing it. But, you know, it's difficult for her to handle that, and she can't forgive him. And there's a really big, I think, few scenes between the two of them that they go back and forth. And, you know, she has a really hard time accepting that and forgiving him and moving on. So.
So when you developed the character for Irwin here, did you know that she was going to be such a strong character going into this, or did this kind of unravel for you as you're writing the book?
I kind of did. Especially when I wrote Sylvethiel, I don't like the general female tropes in fantasy where, you know, they're either just the sidekicks or, you know, the sex objects, or they don't really have, you know, they're not emotionally strong, I should say. And so I didn't want to create that. So even though she starts in that trope where, you know, she's the weaker and she's, you know, dependent and all that kind of stuff, I knew that I did not want her to stay that way. So in book one, she evolves a little bit, but then in The Speaker, she evolves a lot. And I didn't really quite know quite how far she was going to evolve in The Speaker, but I knew she was going to. And I'm happy with the way it worked and the way she turned out. So,
well, I like strong female characters in books, and you're right. They're usually cast as, you know, the sidekick or the sex pot or the, you know, just they're secondary characters here. And Irwin is just strong, strong, strong. And just, you know, very quickly becomes the leader for, you know, her group. And I just thought, what a really cool way to get her to grow quickly and to assume that leadership role. And I think I'm at the part where she's actually, you know, really taking control at this point. And I went, okay, she's going to kick ass. This is fantastic. So, really,
yeah,
really enjoy that.
I think part of the thing, you know, with strong female characters is it's not just a physical strength. It's, you know, just a personality or emotional strength as well. And so that's what she really comes into and learns about herself, is that, you know, she always had that, but was told to repress that. And now she doesn't have anyone telling her to repress it and can't repress it anymore
right.
because of her situation. So, I think it's a something.
And I like the journey that you take her on to get her to that point as well. So it's not just like, okay, one day she's a fairy princess and the next day she's, you know, this, you know, crazy warrior, you know, fanatic that's out there. It's like, that's not it at all. It's like, okay, here's where she started. This is what she went through to get there. And then, you know, look at her evolve into the person that she is. So it's a great evolution for the character. And I really am enjoying Irwin's, you know, progress throughout her life in the book. So, What are you working on now? Because this is, obviously, it's, you know, when you do a book like this, it's not like you just finished it yesterday. So this has been out for a little bit, and you know, how do you follow this up? What are you doing now?
So right now, I have two separate series. So this was Speaker's book two for the Valenol trilogy, and then right now I'm working on Call to War, which is book three for my other series, the Dragonoth Chronicles. So that will be the third and final book in that series. And then once that's done, I will come back and work on the third book to the series. So I'm kind of a little weird. I go back and forth between the two. So that does make a little bit longer time in between, you know, the books within the series that to come out. But it just works for my brain that way. So
how do your fans react to how you choose to write your books when you're alternating back and forth? Are they like, okay, good, we get another one in this series. Now we get another one in this series. Is there a little bit of that?
There is. I have lots of fans who, you know, like both series and will. So no matter what comes out, they're happy about it because they just want the next book to whatever they're reading. But I do have some, you know, who only read the one series or the other. And so those are, they they're like really itching for them to come out, you know, because it isn't a normal amount of time between the books within the series. You know, it is a little bit longer because I switched. So for the speaker, it's still not out yet. It's an issue. My editor ended up dying, so that I had to find a new editor. So that
I'm so
pushed
sorry.
It back a lot. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just
it happens.
But yeah. So that pushed it back a little bit, and so there's been. Like with the formatting, I've been going back and forth with them a little bit for a while because I wanted to be right, you know. But
yeah, kind of important.
They're really itching for it to come out. I'm like, I know, but you know, I'll keep them up to date with what's happening and where that is in the process. And so it kind of just makes them, I think, want it more and get more excited for it. So.
I'm so excited here. I always have like a crystal, you know, talking about the fantasy books. I always have like a crystal or something that I hold, and I'm just getting so excited about this. By the way, if you're listening to the show today, of course, there's Andy's bio right here on the show page, but I put two links on the program here for you. If you click on her name in the body of the show, you're going to go to her Facebook fan page and you can like Andy's work there and she'll keep you up to date. Also, if you want to buy her books, though, which is really the goal of the show today, we want to move some merch. There's a link to her Amazon author page on the speaker. And so, one more time.
Silvathiel.
Silvathiel. There we go. I'm going to do Hooked on Phonics the rest of the day. Silvathiel. But there's a link to Andy's Amazon author page to take you to all of her books. And we're a big fan of supporting the artists that are here on the show. So like I always tell you, if you are enjoying Andy's time here on the show and are curious about her book, buy 10 copies, buy one for you, and then gift 9 to other people because you've got family and friends that probably like fantasy books and they will love you forever. And, you know, it's one of those things that it's a gentle reminder that, you know, you pay, you know, $5 how many times a day to go to your favorite coffee shop for an overpriced cup of coffee, you can go and you know, help support the authors and actually have a gift that's going to last a lifetime, not just 5 or 10 minutes. So please do that. So Andy, as we are spending our time together here today, what are you doing to do for fun over the holidays? What are you and your family up to this summer?
Oh gosh, well, we actually have my husband's best friend that came in from Dallas this week. So he's visiting us this week. So it's kind of like a vacation without going anywhere sort of thing. But it's fun. Our son really loves him. And so it's we're just having a great time, just kind of relaxing. But probably going to go up to New York for a little bit and things like that. So we're great because we're in Pennsylvania. So we can get to New York and, you know, Washington or Philly or wherever really quickly. So it's a great.
Do you take Amtrak when you do that? Or do you drive?
We usually drive, but this time we're going to take the train, the Amtrak. And it's just my husband has been doing that for work, and it just works so much better. You don't have to worry about the tolls or the parking or anything like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, the couple of times I've gone to New York, I think I even did the train going from New York to Boston, but I've taken Amtrak, and I'm telling you, you know, I had this preconceived notion in my head it was going to be absolutely horrible, but it was quite a lovely experience. And
yeah,
I couldn't believe how much better that would have been than renting a car and all of the hassles that, you know, would have, you know, taken that up. But ugh. So I'll start quizzing you about like tourist things to do in New York, so I won't do that. Last words of wisdom for your fans, friends, family, any shout outs that you want to give?
I would just like to say a big thank you to my husband, because without him, I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am on right now. So he's been like my main support throughout my whole experience, and it's just wonderful. But for all my fans, you know, just thank you so much. And you're kind of why I do what I do. And I love to hear your thoughts from when you read my books. And it's just so wonderful to hear, you know, even just the simplest little message. I get them all the time. It's great. And I love all the words you know, little phrases and words that you give me. It's great. So thank you.
Right on. Well, Andy, it's been a pleasure having you here. Everybody, you need to go buy the speaker when it, because it's not out yet, but go to her Amazon author page, buy some of her books today, or you can buy all of them. But again, buy 10 copies, one for you, nine for your friends and family, just gift them out. You can do that very, very easily. And when you have your next, have we talked about the other series before? Is that what we talked about last time? It's been so long, I forgot.
No, I think we talked about Celestial the last time, so I don't think we've talked about the other series at all.
Well, then we're going to have you back, and we're going to talk about the other series next. So, okay, that's cool. So now I just kind of have it in my head. We need to have Andy back again. Andy, thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoy the time with your friend that's visiting from Dallas, and enjoy the rest of your summer. We'll have you back soon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Everybody, we'll be right back after this, so stay tuned. Here's a message from our friends at It Matters
Welcome
Radio.
Welcome to our discussion of It Matters Radio. Our guest today is Angus McWilliams.
Hey, laddie, let's get on with this thing. I'm on my way to a birthday party for Nessie.
You're throwing a birthday party for the Loch Ness Monster?
Well, first of all, it's not a monster. And second of all, I'm talking about niece Nessie. She's a wee bit of a lovely lass.
I see. Well, okay. Angus, can you give us your thoughts on It Matters Radio?
Aye, wonderful people. They have me on a while back to talk about my book.
Your what?
My book. I wrote a book about the adventures in Scotland.
Oh, I see. A book.
That's what I just said. What are you, a duff man?
It Matters Radio focuses on discovering new talent and bringing important indie artists on the air. Monica, Kenneth, and Carrie offer up meaningful conversation on new music, books, and fun topics. It's unlike any other radio program known to man and woman alike.
You can say that again.
Known to man and woman alike.
Just because I said you can say it again doesn't mean you have to say it again.
I'm just doing my best to show everyone that It Matters Radio basically brings variety, fun, and entertainment with a sincere desire to discover new topics and talent.
Why didn't you just say that?
I just did.
Hey, laddie, remind me when I can listen.
It Matters Radio is on every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific.
You Americans with your different time zones. We only have one time zone in Scotland.
And that would be?
That would be the time to down a pint or two of ale.
It Matters Radio, for the best in conversation, music, books, and entertainment. Join us Thursday evenings at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Discover the depth, diversity, meaningfulness, caring, guest-focused, friendly, enjoyable atmosphere of It Matters Radio with Ken, Monica, and Carrie.
That's a mouthful if I ever heard one.
Yes, and I'm going to go brush my teeth now. It Matters Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Garrett Miller. Check out my brand new album, Blonde Jesus, voted number one rock electronica, and the hit single, Gay Wedding.
It's a nice day for a gay wedding.
Your copy today at GarrettMiller.com.
When it comes to coffee, freshness is queen. That's why Rainbow Brew believes you should have the freshest coffee, roasted to order in small batches and delivered to your door within a couple days. Whether you're purchasing for a coffee shop, restaurant, or home, Rainbow Brew is your one-stop shop for fair trade and organic coffee. Offering many unique blends, including AM950's own Blue State blend. That's Rainbow Brew, the Queen Bean, a proud sponsor of the Morning Grind. Online at rainbowbrew.com. Brew something good today.
Celestial, Celestial, Celestial. You got to just say that five times fast. Thanks to Andy O'Connor for coming on the show. She's back on the East Coast, so it's kind of midday for her. I appreciate her taking time out of her schedule to visit with us about her new book, The Speaker. It'll be available on Amazon soon. So I guess I got it like a preview, which is really, really cool. I always like doing, you know, world premieres, whether it's a book or an album or a movie, right here on the program. So please go support Andy. She's a talented writer. And if you like, I call it young adult fantasy or fantasy writing that is engaging and doesn't insult you, Andy is a great author to check out. So if you did something wild and crazy over the 4th, or you've got something interesting happening to you this summer, I would love to hear from you. You can send me a note at garrett@garrettmiller.com or ping me right here on Facebook. And if you're listening to the show for the first time and are wondering what the heck is going on, you can follow the program. We're live usually 5 or 6 days a week. It just depends upon the mood. And most of the time, we're doing morning shows now, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. And there are a couple of different dates. Well, that's usually like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursdays, we usually do the show at 7. That's our rated LGBT radio. And depending upon the guest and where they are in the world, we are doing the Friday night dance party anywhere starting at 8 a.m. all the way to a start time of 7 p.m. And I mention that not because it's interesting that we're doing a day or a night show, but you don't have to keep your calendar updated and say, well, what did he say the show time was for this? What's going on here? All you got to do is follow the broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. There's a little follow button right by the show name. Just click that and you can select to either get an email update or a text update, your pick, and it will send you an alert when the show is getting ready to go live. And that way, all you got to do is click the link and then there you go. Now, I will tell you, sometimes the show is not recorded and we record live. So it's not, if you're hearing me right at 8 o'clock in the morning here on Wednesday morning, this is a live show, but sometimes that does not work for folks just because you've got, you know, schedules and, you know, kids, work, whatever the case may be. So I want to let you know, if you miss the show live, you go, oh, I missed the show. There's no excuse. You can just click the link to listen to the show anytime you want. I'm telling you that now as you're listening to the show live, but if you ever miss one and want to go back, you can just click the link for the show and listen. However, if you really want more in bulk and just, you know, you want to go crazy with Rated G Radio and take me on the road with you, I would love that. You can go to iTunes on Apple and download the podcast for Rated G Radio. They are showing the most recent 300 episodes of the show. Now, I don't know why it's not the top 10 or the top 20 or top 100 or why it's magically 300, but there's 300 episodes of the most recent broadcast that you can go and download and take with you wherever you would like to go. If you want to go back farther than that, you know, let's talk, but we, you know, you can go back to the archives on Blog Talk and pretty much every show back to 2012. So the last 4 years of programming, you can listen to it at your leisure, but you know, it's great if you want to go back and listen to a particular guest or, you know, music from a particular holiday weekend or something like that. But, you know, otherwise just, you know, just stay current because you've got other things to do. But I tell you that because some people do want to go back and listen. And it's surprising. I will have guests that have been on, you know, a year ago and they'll be like, can you get me the link for? It's like, yeah, sure. It's right here. But I also remind you, you know, you can go get it on iTunes and it's always a great thing to do. One of the things that I've been kind of remiss about doing, but I want to publicly thank are the companies that are helping keep Rated G Radio on the air. And you'll see a lot of their ads in the little video montage that goes across your screen while we are broadcasting. So you're going to see like my friend Rebecca Fisk, the one of America's top 50 psychics. You're going to see Spicy Mike's. They're out of New Hampshire. They are a spicy ketchup. It's really good. You're going to see TV shows like My Sister Is So Gay or Child of the 70s, or you'll see ads for my friend Scott Fullerton of the Left of Straight show that he broadcasts. I don't know. This guy's like going crazy. When he first started last year, he was doing like 1 2-hour show a week, and now he's up to 3 or 4. And he's just going crazy all over the place. He's got great guests, great topics, and it's a fun show filled with enthusiasm for sure. But Scott's on there too. But we've got a ton of folks on there. I will also tell you that if you are enjoying the show and like skincare or tea, you're going to see several ads for the Ladara family of products. And so I'm going to shamelessly plug that for just a couple of seconds. When I moved to California, it's been a little over 6 years now, I had several skincare companies approach me and say, hey, would you please try our products or would you rep for our products? And so they would give me their bucket of whatever and I would bring it home. And as a guy who barely knows how to use soap, trust me, that's a truer statement than you would probably like to believe. Giving me, you know, 5 boxes of stuff or 6 boxes or whatever it was and said, read the directions. That was just a bad idea. So the products really, you know, I'm sure they're lovely products. And these are products that I have friends that actually have these companies. And I would say, you know, teach me how to use these. And they're like, it's easy. Just read the directions. I'm not a directions kind of guy. I mean, if you go and take me to IKEA and bring something home, you know, I'm probably going to try to figure out how to build it myself versus looking at the, you know, picture directions on how to put it together. That's me. And about two and a half years ago, my friend Rhonda out of Oregon contacted me and says, you know, have you heard of this Ladara anti-aging serum? And actually, I had about 3 months before, someone else in Arizona had contacted me and says, hey, I've got the new anti-aging serum. And I'm like, okay, what are you trying to tell me? Am I looking haggard? But Rhonda sent me a bottle of it. And I thought, well, you know, here we go again, because I said, you know, I'm not interested in doing anything. And but if you want to send me a bottle of it, that's fine. So she sends me a bottle of this stuff. And what I liked about it as a guy, so I'm talking from a guy perspective here, it was clear. There was no odor, and all I had to do was put it on twice a day. And so it's like a pump in the morning on a, you know, your freshly showered face, and a pump at night, and you put it on before you go to bed. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't really do the night thing because I always forget because I'm busy either writing or, you know, chatting on Facebook or watching Netflix or something like that. And so the nighttime serum really doesn't get on my face. But it's one bottle, one product, and all you got to do is put it on, and then you're good to go. And what I noticed about this is that within the first, I don't know, probably 7 to 10 days, something like that, my skin had this great glow, not an oily, greasy look, but a glow. And I learned later on it's called the goji glow because the serum is made with goji berry. But then all of a sudden my skin tones, which were really kind of uneven on my face, they started to smooth out. I don't say blotchy because I have pretty good skin, but it smoothed all of that blotchiness out. And then the crow's feet around my face just started to kindly go away. And as I'm starting to get older and I'm now trying to turn the clock back to become Benjamin Button and, you know, do acting and things like that, it was just, it was a nice surprise to actually have a product that did exactly what it said it was going to do. So you're going to see the Ladara anti-aging serum on there. I've got a whole bunch of other things that you can do, like the Within, which is kind of like a supplement pill. And you take that, and that one is really cool because what happens is you take this and about 3 or 4 days after you start taking it. Now, ladies, you understand what this feels like because you always use lotion and, you know, you're used to the beauty regimen. And again, as a guy, I'm not. I probably should be, but I'm not. And about 3 or 4 days after I started taking the Within, I felt my arm one day and I went, ugh, my arm feels weird. It's like it's moist or it's. And I realized it's because my body is finally, you know, hydrating my exterior layer the way it's supposed to. And it was not wet, but it just felt smooth and silky. So if you are looking for, you know, an all over, not just the serum to put on your face, there's the Within product. We've also got some stuff. If you've got bags under your eyes, it's called Flawless Now. You put it on, you just like dab it on, and those bags go away. It's like time-lapse photography in 2 minutes. You know, you put it on one, I always say, if you don't believe it, you know, just put it on one side of your face, test it out, and then you'll see how horrible the other side of your face looks if you had, you know, bags, that type of stuff. And especially if you're an actor or an actress, you know, you want to go to the set looking fresh and, you know, ready to take on the world, even if you've only had a few hours of sleep or whatever your situation is that has baggy eyes, this takes care of that. But the Ladara skincare product line is on there. If you want to know more, you can always just ping me right here on Facebook and send me a note and I'll get you, you know, website, talk to you, whatever the case is. But the really cool thing that I'm excited about right now is the new Ladara tea. And you know, how do you go from skincare to tea? I don't know, but the company did a ton of research and decided that they were going to come up with 6, what we call CWG, certified wellness grade teas. And, you know, we've all gone to the grocery store and bought Lipton tea or Celestial Seasons or any of the other, you know, numerous brands that are out there. And, you know, for a outside of water, tea is the most consumed beverage in the world. Now, I don't know about here in the States because you see all those soda pop commercials and, you know, things like that. But tea's, you know, consumed everywhere. And I'm a big tea drinker. I will admit that in the morning, like right now, I'm drinking my big, you know, mug of coffee. But about 10 o'clock in the morning, I go and I just convert right over to whatever flavor of the Ladara tea that I want. They've got one for your skin. It's called Beautiful. It's the highlighted product of the month. They've got a slim detox. So you're going to lose a little bit of weight. They've got an energized, if you'd like a little bit of energy without feeling weird. You know, sometimes you take green tea pills or other energy supplements and it makes you crazy. This just gives you like a rev, but it doesn't make your mind all nuts. Doesn't make you break out in sweat. So I thought that was great. We've got a relaxing. So if your, you know, mind is crazy at the end of the day, you can drink that. And it doesn't put you to sleep. It just kind of takes the, you know, takes the edge off and helps you relax But you know, we got some great teas. And here's the thing that I thought was really interesting when they sent me my pack. You know, again, first of all, because I'm a big skeptic until I try it. But when I got the packs, I was like, here we go again. You know, but I'm like that with everything. And then I opened it up and I was like, holy cow, these smell great. But, you know, fragrant, aromatic. And then the other thing that I noticed is that the tea actually, you can see the ingredients. So you could see that, you know, I call them the flowers, but you see all of the tea product. It's not just grind up, you know, stuff that's in a bag that you're going, okay, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to drink it and, you know, put it in my body. And who knows what pesticides or other additives are in here. So you actually see the tea firsthand, and you know, you put it in I put mine in a Keurig, you know, reusable cup and just run the tea through that. But you put it in like a little tea strainer thing, and you let it steep and then you drink your tea. But it's really flavorful, super aromatic, and it has all of these different healing components that you may enjoy. So if you're a tea drinker, check that out. And if you need more information, of course, just let me know. But I always am a big fan of but again, that's me. So I'm, you know, I'm shamelessly plugging my stuff right now. But I will tell you, I don't rep or, you know, shell out for stuff that I don't like or believe in. So anything that's on the program, I'm a big fan of. So I hope that you will take a second to look that up. Also, I had an opportunity last week to do a photo shoot with a new model that contacted me. And he says, you know, I want to do some modeling. I don't have really any professional pictures. You know, what do I do? And I said, well, I'm a photographer, as you know, so, you know, let's sit down and talk. So we, you know, sat down and visited, and I said, you know, here's what I normally charge when I'm doing a photo shoot up in LA. Here's what I charge down in the OC. You know, let's work something out. So he came over and went down to the beach, and we did a bunch of pictures. And for somebody who had not been really in front of the camera for a professional, you know, photography shoot before, did really, really good. But I thought, wouldn't it be kind of fun if we, instead of just, you know, taking the headshots or, you know, trying to, you know, come up with something that was not like everybody else, do something like everybody else and do photos that were really more of an advertisement. And so my dear friend, Carol Sweets of Carol Sweets Jewelry, it's just sweetsjewelry.com, recently, as in last month, invited me up to her house and says, Garrett, I've got your new collection ready. And I said, what are you talking about? And because she did a fantastic collection for me in 2015, so I could wear signature jewelry that she custom designed specifically for me to award shows or just out in public when I'm, you know, running around. She says, I'm doing this because, you know, you'll look great in it and you'll advertise it. And of course, that's what we do. So I got a couple of pieces of the jewelry out for the model I was working with. And I said, we're just going to try these on and just see how these work as props. And the pictures ended up turning out really, really good. And I talked to Carol and I said, you know, what do you think if we came up with a couple of ads for you to use on Facebook or social media? And, you know, it helps him out. He gets, you know, a couple of, you know, I don't want to say free ads, but he gets a couple of, you know, ad types of things. And then at the same time, you'll get some advertising out of it as well. And she saw the pictures and she's like, holy cow, these are great. So we're able to do that. So if you are in the LA or Orange County area, you're an actor or an author or somebody who would just like some new pictures done, or you want a better Facebook profile picture, contact me and we can figure out something to make you look really, really cool. I love doing the photography. You can actually see examples of a lot of the stuff that I've done on my website at GarrettMiller.com. And I have a new photography tab on there at the insistence and urgence of a couple of clients, and they said, you know, we didn't even know you did photography. And I said, well, it's all been word of mouth. And so that's just how I've operated. That's how I've done everything in my life has been word of mouth. And they said, you need a photography tab. So if you go to GarrettMiller.com, there is a new photography tab. You'll see, you know, some of the, you know, people that I've taken pictures of. And, you know, I've tried to give like a little bit of a variety from, you know, like product shot to I have some of my dogs in there. You know, to some of the models I've worked with, or just some of the people who wanted pictures done, but I've got tons more. These just seem to be, you know, what would, you know, be kind of fun to work with for, the website. So that's what we did. And hopefully you will enjoy these as much as I have enjoyed working with these people, but you can also go, on the site, you can buy my music and download it directly. Of course, everybody knows about Amazon downloads and iTunes downloads and Spotify and SoundCloud and all these kind of things. But what a lot of folks don't know is that all of those services charge a fee, or they take their cut whenever there's a sale made. So, you know, if it sells for 10 bucks, by the time, you know, all the fees are taken out, I might get like six. And that doesn't sound like a lot, but you know, that's 40% of, you know, the potential income coming in that is taken right off the top. So if you're interested in buying my albums, either Blonde Jesus or Eyes Wide, I'm going to ask that you buy them directly from me on my website, because I will then see the money from that. It goes through a process kind of like a PayPal type of a thing, but it ends up getting the money directly to me pretty much next day or the day after. And that doesn't sound like, you know, again, oh, no big deal. However, you know, if you buy my music on iTunes, again, thank you. But I'm probably not going to see the money for months and months and months and months and months. And then even then, it's an iffy thing. So if you can buy, support the cause, support me, and go buy my albums on my website, that would be really cool. But there's also some other fun things in there. I've got a video gallery in there. I've got the gallery of pictures of me posing with, you know, anybody who will, you know, pretty much take a picture with me, and then a news page and so forth. I'll be doing some new video on the website too. This is a revamp over the last probably a couple of months, and I'm still kind of working on things. But I've got video interspersed throughout the website, which is kind of fun because it unlike static pages, which are just, you know, a snapshot of whatever. On the website now, on, I think, let's see, the about page, the radio page, the news page, we've got different video clips that are interspersed there. But I'm going to, and I did all of these just kind of filming it myself. And I will tell you that it's fine for what it is. But what's really cool is I'm going to be working with filmmaker Robert Rollins today. And Robert is the gentleman who directed my Unlike You music video. And Robert is coming over today. We're going to go down to the beach and we're going to shoot some better video that I can use for those banners that are going across the website. So if you have a chance to take a look at that, that is always cool. Now, I mentioned Unlike You because today on Number One Music has Unlike You rated number one for a second week in a row. It's the third week on the chart, second week at number one. And that's at numberonemusic.com. You can go and listen to the songs there and, you know, share them, do all of that fun stuff. But I love the fact that this is the fourth song from the album to go to number one. Of course, it, you know, started with Witch Sisters Halloween on Hottest New Artist. And then it went to Sweat and Testify. Then it was Gay Wedding. And now Unlike You. So number one song for, you know, and it's just crazy. So it doesn't get this. It only goes to number one because you're listening to it, you're requesting it, and you're sharing posts and you're doing these things. And for an independent singer and performer, I will tell you that that is really, really a great thank you that you give me every time you make a listen and request, because it does make a difference. And you are, you're surprising me every day, and I just want to thank you for that. We're going to play Unlike You at the end of the show, just kind of to wrap things up. But have you seen, one of the funniest videos I've seen, and I think it's sponsored by Pizza Hut, which is really cool because the advert for this really doesn't come through until the very end. And I kind of like that because it's subtle and you don't get beat over the head with it. And I think it's really fun. But there's a video on my Facebook page today. It's called The Dangers of Selfie Sticks. It is about, I don't know, a couple minutes long. And you would think, okay, I can only watch a video that's like 10 seconds long or less. This is a funny, funny, funny couple minutes for you to take a look. And I'm going to encourage you to go and search this out. And it's, again, The Dangers of Selfie Sticks. Right now, there's about 1,400,000 people that have watched the video. And it is, it's hysterical. It just talks about how, you know, ridiculous we've all gotten with taking selfies and duck lips. And now with the advent of a selfie stick, and, you know, now the selfie sticks are getting longer. So they do some interesting reenactments of things that are going on using selfie sticks. Oh, I love that as well. Mr. Eric EQ Young, he's a guest that's been on the show before on the Friday Night Dance Party. He's got a new single out called Passion. And he's been somebody who's been on the music scene for a long time. He's like in his 50s. And when I talked to him, I thought the guy was like, 22, 23. And then he says, yeah, well, I've got, this going on and that going on. And then he shared his story. Fun guy, but he travels all over the world and is doing, great R&B music. But his song Passion is number 3 this week on number 1 music. So he's racing up the chart. If you have a chance to listen to Eric EQ Young, please go and do that as well. So let's see. This is interesting to me, and I'm always wondering, I'm a big conspiracy theorist, that there's always something else going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. And in this case, it's the World Wrestling Entertainment Organization. And of course, their longtime superstar, Mr. John Cena, he's done a PSA for Love Has No Labels. And it's a video that is shot really, and it looks like one take. And it harkens back. I think this is what's most impressive to me, besides the message, which we'll talk about in a second. But he does this whole thing where he walks and talks and delivers, the lines, and without fail, doesn't flub up at all. And it's one continuous take, and he does this huge, long walking thing while he's delivering these lines. Now, that doesn't sound hard until, you start thinking about, can you chew gum and walk at the same time? Or can you walk down the street and carry an intelligent conversation at the same time? I know I can't. And then here we have Mr. John Cena delivering it's an impassioned public service announcement about Love Has No Labels. And I'm curious about it because, of course, the WWE, which of course is, reports to be very inclusive and that type of stuff, has never really been, very pro-gay publicly or pro-LGBT. And in the video that John Cena does, he talks specifically several times about LGBT, and then plus everybody else. And so I thought the message was really fantastic. And there's a hashtag on the video at the very end called We Are America. So from that, I think it's really, really impressive that, number one, he did this. He did it just really passionately. And then if the WWE is either behind it or in support of that, I think that's cool, but kind of shocking because, it always just seems like they've got like a, they've got their own agenda. That's me being a conspiracy theorist. Anyway, that is what's going on in the world today. Tomorrow, again, we're going to have Rob Watson on Rated LGBT Radio. That show starts live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we'll be talking about what's going on in the world. And then on the Friday morning dance party this week, it's Eddie Mann with his new single, You Make Me Feel. That's starting at 8 a.m. Pacific. And at 9 o'clock, Donica Knight comes on with her single, Love Ain't a Prize and Acting Like a Lady. Two songs from her that'll be coming up this Friday morning. I'm going to let you go now and enjoy the rest of your day. Here's my single, Unlike You. Again, if you like it, this is a song that's available as a single. You can get this on iTunes. That's great. If you want to buy the album, go to my website, GarrettMiller.com. And then we will see you live tomorrow night right here on Rated G Radio. Make today a great day. Don't drive distracted. And I love being here with you. If you love it too, share this show with your friends.
Just the other day, it looked good in black and white. Memories of love, they dim over time. We never were quite right. Sometimes it's just storm clouds above that drift into our sight. Tears fell like rain, the ocean waves crashing, passing by in the night. The lightning made you blind. Unlike you, I see me. The man I cannot friend, the man I can't pretend to be. Unlike you, see me. Time I cannot spend chasing after make-believe. Square one would be so easy, reliving all those blacked out days. Could I make it all up, fake it all once again? You'd think I'd finally lift the haze. Sometimes it's just storm clouds above that drift into our sight. They're like rain, the ocean waves crashing, passing by in the night. The lightning made you blind. Unlike you, I see me. The man I cannot friend, the man I can't pretend to be. Unlike you, see me. Time I cannot spend chasing after make-believe. By so fast, but you will be just fine. You'll find love again, coloring your life. Wounds are healed by time. The lightning made you blind. Unlike you, I see me. The man I cannot friend, the man I can't pretend to be. Unlike you, I see me. Time I cannot spend chasing after make-believe.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.